News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has called on all nations to recognize Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido as the South American country's legitimate president. Speaking to Venezuelan exiles and community leaders in Miami Friday, Pence called on other nations to follow the United States in recognizing Guaido.
There can be no bystanders in the struggle for Venezuela's freedom. The United States today calls on every nation to recognize Juan Guaido as Venezuela's president and take the side of freedom.
Guaido, the president of the opposition-controlled National Assembly, declared himself interim president last week after the Assembly said that Nicolas Maduro's re-election last May was illegitimate. Russia, China, Turkey, and others do not recognize Guaido, and the UN Secretary General said Thursday the world body only cooperates with the recognized elected government of Nicolas Maduro. The United States has announced it is pulling back from a decades-old treaty that banned an entire class of nuclear weapons. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
The 1987 Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty was the first measure to ban an entire class of weapons, ground-launch cruise missiles with a specific range. President Trump says Russia's been violating it for too long, and the U.S. has given Moscow plenty of time to change.
Tomorrow that time runs out.
That's when Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. will suspend its own treaty obligations. Russia will then have 6 months to fully comply. If it doesn't,
the treaty will terminate.
NATO says it backs the move, but some analysts worry that could spark a new arms race. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump doubled down on the need for a border wall or possibly declaring a national emergency during a human trafficking event at the White House Friday. The president told reporters that Democrats are doing a tremendous disservice by refusing to give him nearly $6 billion for the wall, which he argues is exacerbating the trafficking issue.
We are doing it regardless. I mean, we haven't declared the national emergency yet, and yet we're building a lot of wall. We're continuing to build a lot of wall with, as we would say in business, cash on hand.
Trump has threatened to circumvent Congress and declare a national emergency if lawmakers can't agree to a border deal by February 15th. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democratic leader in the Senate Chuck Schumer have said a border wall is immoral and wastes taxpayer money. New Jersey Democrat Senator Cory Booker, that is, has added his name to the growing field of Democrats trying to unseat President Donald Trump next year. Booker announced his candidacy Friday and called for an end to what he called an era of bitter political division in the United States.
It's about time we get to the hard work of building this nation to be who we want us to be, our best values, our best ideals, the best of who we are.
Booker, the second black candidate in the field, enters a group of Democrats that already includes three of his fellow senators and could add former Vice President Joe Biden. Dubai's overflowing churches and Riyadh's secretive masses, Catholics across the Gulf are eagerly awaiting Pope Francis's historic visit to the United Arab Emirates next week. Emily Wither of Reuters reports.
In a region where in one country churches are banned, Pope Francis will make history as he pays a visit to the Arabian Peninsula. On Sunday, he'll arrive in the United Arab Emirates, in a trip that's hoped will foster greater acceptance for Catholics across the Gulf. Some 2 million expatriate Catholics, many from India and the Philippines, would like better transport to churches in the UAE and permission to build them at all in ultra-conservative Saudi Arabia. In Qatar, churches are allowed, but Catholics say they feel restricted outside their place of worship. Churches are also allowed in Oman, Kuwait, and Bahrain, but in ultra-conservative Saudi Arabia, they're banned.
Emily Wither of Reuters. And U.S. employers shrugged off last month's partial government shutdown and engaged in a burst of hiring in January, adding 304,000 jobs, the most in nearly a year. The unemployment rate did tick up to 4%. But most economists say that economic growth is expected to continue. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.